concept. Again, I made a decision which I hope was the accurate decision. There are a lot of inyanim over here which are important, but they don't really belong here yet. So I will just go over them. We'll come back. The same as we came back to Sama Vlog. Remember that? Sama Vlog. What do we skip over? Well, we came back to it. There's no gas to the sugar of Ayin Gimel. So too, there are things that are in Ayin Gimel and Ayin Dalet, which are really more no gas to sugars later on in the 8th and 9th program. So I'm going to just, for example, the sugar over here in Ayin Gimel base. About whether you say that the possibility of a bias kiddushin or a bias nus, if they were how it affects the divorce, and the sugar was called get yoshin if someone tells us that whole sugar is postponed to where it belongs. The sugar of peyalim, the machlokes by shaman beisilah. I mean that's the whole sugar revolves around that. So why should we talk about it here just in passing? And then we'll talk about it when it's the maisa, when it's part of the ikar sugi. So too. The importance again, I endowed off the top of the Gureshin, Fainan, the Gureshin, it's about the Zonas, very important, it's critical Sugya, the Maisa, but again, we'll postpone until we get to the Sugya of Kfiya al Aget, and then the Get Ruusa, and also Sugya into the ninth parak. So again, I'm postponing both of these important topics. I'm going to start Mishnah tomorrow, the Sugya of tonight, famous Sugya of tonight, which is the Mishnah, I endowed him an Aleph, going straight until all the Gemara, until I endowed him and based from Mishnah to Mishnah. This is the sugya of Tanai, one of the major sugya of Tanai in Shas. Probably a bit more important sugya, arguably, in Kiddushin in the third parak. But, you know, we have to talk about it, at least the sodas of the halachas of Tanai, which is going to be our next topic for the rest of this week, okay? By glossing over some of these, we'll be able to get to them on the other way around. So, glean that, I don't think I've ever let you down. I said, I'll get to it. Be patient. But just going a little bit out of the order of the Dapim as they appear in the Masechta. As such, we're going more in the logical order. But okay, Baruch Hashem. So now we have to discuss the Vina Get and all the whole issue of Gilui Dat, Data Begita, and what's considered tonight, what's not considered tonight, etc. There's a major machlokas between the Poskim, and we started discussing it already last week. And the Svarim is still piled up over here, the Choshev Svarim, is a Binas Adam. Let me give you the case over here. They made a deal, and they gave someone a certain chapotzim, and one of them turned out to be, let's say, plated. We'll give you three silver cups, and one of them was plated. So the man said, you give me a plated plate, a plated cup. On this base, I never wanted to give the get. So where did he come from? I was no tonight. So it comes from one place. It comes from the Ran. The Ran that was on the Marma comments we spoke about, where he says what? Name of Acherim. The Gilu died to Umdana Adif Mitznai Shaino Kofel. There are certain cases where Gilu Das, which is an Umdana, which is clear what he wants, is better than the Tanai Shaino Kofel. And since we have to worry about the Shita of the Halacha, so therefore here too, since he said Beferish, it's a Gilu Das, explicit Gilu Das. He's given the get because he expects to have these three silver cups, and one of them is really plated. So therefore, although there was no Tanai Kofel, there was no Tanai formally either, doesn't matter, it's better. It's better. So let's take a look first, see it in the source. So see the Ran in the source on, I think, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, I think that's am I right, correct? Lamed Vav Amud Beis is the page number in the Dabe HaRid. What does it say? I think we were looking at it a little bit last week. What does it say over here? On that page, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, in the Dapei Haran, Dapei Harif. The question like this is, this is what we'll be discussing, Mr. Shem, later in the week. So, Machlokas Tanoim needs tonight Kofel, right? And some Rishon and Paskin, you need tonight Kofel, some say you don't need tonight Kofel. He quotes the Virashita, which says, you only need tonight Kofel by Mammon. Not when it comes to getting the Kiddushin, right? So we don't pass like a man, we don't need couples. This is the first wide line after the narrow ones. V'raya ledover, from Kiddushin Afnun, ha'ugavra, there's the vinu nichsil adat l'meis of Eretz Yisrael. He sold his house because he planned to go on Aliyah. It happens all the time. V'lo salik, Aliyah didn't work out. There was no klipa, as they call it. So he didn't make it. So he came back, or maybe he never went. They promised him a job, and then he called up before, no job, so he never got on an airplane. He only sold his house. And he explained to the guy, I'm going on Aliyah, of course. And he doesn't go on Aliyah. So the whole discussion, someone says, go on Aliyah. And someone says, well, if he would have gone, he would have gone. He can't go. And therefore, the sale is invalid. You have a right to not purposely not fulfill the tenai, and therefore the mecha will be bottled. He didn't make a tenai. And he didn't make a tenai, therefore, if you have any capacity to go there, it's Israel, you're required to do so. You can't renege on the sale. Elam astam, k'dei la'alos l'eretz Yisrael, ani mocher. Afilu hochi, tafka mishun aminu le'atayin ato yochol la'alos. Holav hochi, if he absolutely couldn't go, to know kayam, afa pishalo kofol to know. You see, just the fact that he summoned the house to go to Eretz Yisrael, that itself works, even though he didn't make a tenai kofol. I don't think for a moment the Gili Adas is more powerful than a Tanai which is not kofel. Can't be. Why can't it be? Which we saw last week. The Rav Meir boy, the lich b'leil etznoi. That's the Gemara you saw on the end of the sugya. Remember on the base, Alma, afilu hechad ik umda v'gilu das. Boy, Rav Meir etznoi kofel. So you can't just say that umda v'gilu das is better than a plain tonight which is not kofel. Elavarai, less than the Rav Meir. I Shmuel has his whole arichas when it comes to get shchimah the chumra. In case some bezdin is gonna think Rav Meir's right. That's what he says. This is the famous rock. So on the left-hand margin, what does it say? I ran a kiddushin. Shehizik bisvara zu shedocho kan. And he has been kiddushin elsewhere as well. And that's sugin kiddushin afnun. So two places in the sefer kiddushin, the Ran himself, although he rejects the svara over here, accepts it over there. So now he is a steer in the Ran. So far, the margin on the side is a steer in the Ran. Whether he accepts his svara or whether he rejects his svara. Yeah, whether he accepts it or whether he rejects it. Fine. That's a machlokes, if he accepted or rejected. Okay. That's the question. Is it accepted or is it rejected? We don't know for sure. So now, okay, what? This umdra de muchach is better than a tanai and a kof. What happened? What happened over here? This shayel and the Bina Sanal had an inspiration. He liked the shita that of the Acherim, which the Ran here doesn't like, namely that you know clearly what he wants that gili data umdana adif mitznai shana kafel.
And meaning that the Ran would all know that you don't need shana kafel Allah.
Therefore, the Ran holds on to Tanakh, even if we all do need Tanakh Halacha. But that's only Islam. I will go with you. I never spoke to you before. I don't even know what I'm about. I don't know what you're about. I'll sell you my house tonight. It rains tomorrow. So I have to say all the Lashonis. If it rains, then it's sold. If it's not rained, then it's not sold. I have to spell it all out because there's no background. I don't know you. You don't know me. We don't know what the men's mindset is. So you have to spell it out exactly. But if there's a relationship in advance, we know exactly what we're thinking. I want to go to Eretz Yisrael and Aliyah, and you don't even know our business. So you don't have to say anything. And even saying nothing is better than a Tanai Shein or Kofel. So that's the case here. He kept talking about the silver cup. And then over here, he got a silver plated cup. So it's clear, although there was no official Tanai, that he didn't want to get to become divorced under those conditions. Yes?
So how come when we have a direct relationship issue about a shkiv meral. We know he's giving a gift because he knows he's going to die.
Right.
So why do we ever suggest that he does the Achar Isser?
Well, shkiv meral, according to the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, Enochinami contra Ravuna at the level of Doraisa, and that's how Ravuna actually held the Maisa. The Shchimra who gave a get without saying a word, and he recovered the get is chosen for exactly the same reason. Because we know what's in his mind. We know exactly what's in his head. He didn't say anything. But his condition, that he's never in a critical list and in a hospital, and he suddenly starts to divorce his wife from a sugar now, must be he's divorcing his wife to prevent her from having this, the problem of a yom. So yeah, on the contrary, that Gemara seems to prove that this shita is correct. And the answer could be, that's what Tosfos talks about in Masechta Kiddushin, that there are different levels. There's some things where the umdu the muhav is so clear, you don't have to say anything, and it's obvious. And there, you don't have to say anything at all. Of course, you're going to Nikov. That's one level, Tosfos says. There's a little of an in-between level, where given the circumstances, it's pretty clear what he wants. Not so obvious. You have to say something, but you don't have to say the whole Tanakh Kofel story. That's in effect in the court of these Acherim. The guy says, I'm going to Aliyah. He walks in with his big Aliyah, the pin on his shirt, I'm going to Aliyah. And he keeps talking about his Aliyah, I'm going to Aliyah, and I'm buying a house in Yerushalayim, I have a new job in Yerushalayim. And then all of a sudden, it all just walks in one day with a sour face, it all fell through. So it was clear from the beginning what he wanted. Not clear as the case of an obvious case. I think we're another case. A man gives away all of his possessions to somebody. They're crazy. Terrence, he has no kids. He has no children. So he makes a formal matana to X. I'm giving away all my X, maybe his nephew, maybe a friend. Gives it all away. That doesn't say a word. He's getting older, right? Gives it all away. Finds out 2 days later, his wife is pregnant. She's an older woman, she became pregnant. So the Muslim is that the matana is batal and mavutal. Because obviously he only plans to give them money, no one gives away all his money when he's going to have a son, a child, right? They don't do such things. He didn't know, right? So again, it's a kind of a toll, so it's obvious to the whole wide world doesn't say anything. Okay? Well, so now, the Binas Adam is confronted with this Shoyel, or Ma'ar as he calls him, who makes a whole Tarab, that maybe we should say the get is no get, because after all he said he wants the 3 silver cups, whatever it is, and one of the cups didn't have anything in it. So the first thing is, it's a get me vina. Get me vina all over again. We know it's good against the Maram Lublin. I read in the Pesach Tshuva last week. Not just get me vina. The get me vina, it was a double course in the future. Here it's a mistake in the past. They gave him a silver cup, which is silver plated. It could be considered to be in the category of toast. It's not a fair comparison to say that this is the, same as the vina gets. Not true. It's not true. Simply not true. It's not true. Okay, so that's the issue over here in the Binas Adam. So what does he say? He says, you know what? We don't pass like the Acherim. True, Mr. Ma'arev. According to the Acherim, maybe this get is no get. We don't pass like the Acherim. The Ran himself rejects it. Either Ran in Kiddushin accepts it, the Ran must have backed out or something like that. You know what he says? Why? He gives a reason. He wants to say the reason why the Ram rejects is the following amazing svara in the Bina Sodom. Giloi daita begita lav milsa. Finished. We had the Gemara of Lamedal a long time ago. Baruch atov ametiv. When it comes to Gittin, you have to say it explicitly. What you have in mind is ignored. A special thing by Gittin. We ignore what's in your mind, we only follow what you said. This is what the Binas Adam says. We derive from Rana Kiddushin. What's the case? Take a look over here. It says over here. Hamakadosh is Isha is in the margin. Hamasavar Yisi v'chule. If you look it up. So he gives you the whole Mishnah. Savar Yisi shehi kohenes. She kohenes. No. And the Rana suggests over there that maybe, in fact, if she's not a kohenes, then they're not married, even though it wasn't a formal tonight. So you see that the Rana does accept this idea. Says the Binas Adam, that's not Gittin, that's Kiddushin. A special din, Gilui Daita Begitna La Milson, only by Gittin, not by Kiddushin or Mammon. And therefore, in Mammon or in Kiddushin, the Gilui Das does count. But with respect to Gittin, it doesn't count. That's the Psak. So now we're discussing, it's a matter of Psak now. There is a Shita out there that would say, and in this get of the silver plated cup, the get would be in fact no get. And the Chiddush of the Bina Tanu Sofo, you don't pass like that Shita. Ah, the Rana Kiddushin said that Shita, we didn't reject it? No. It's only by Kiddushin Amaman, we follow Gili Das. But when it comes to Gittin, you pass in Gili Das and begin to Lav Nilsen. That's what the Bina Sodom says. Then he goes to the last paragraph, which is the most important, perhaps, which is as follows. Even according to the Achayim, is no problem. Why? Because he says two or three times, that he means it clearly. There the Achayim are Machmir. Okay? That's by Shemra, by Islandists, things of this nature. Aber b'chol ha-maisil sh'nizku b'tshuva sa'achronin, u'chamaisa didan, leko klal umudan alomar, sh'megaresh rak b'shvil sh'nos no chefet zeh. He's only getting divorced because of this silver cup. V'lchein av sh'esh k'tzkan k'tzas gilu das, lo ma'ani afilu das acherin. And he explains a little bit further. I thought it was here, I don't see it. Here it is, a little bit earlier. He says, "Kshemagarish Adam Ishto, Amen Asvara Klal, Shigarish Oso Bishvil Shanosan Lomamum, Humi Ra Kozos." Whoever heard of such a thing? You know what they told me in Shalashudas yesterday? I found it in the newspapers. Maisa Shoya Kachaya. A woman won a lottery, $1.3 million. You read the papers? $1.3 million. What'd she do? She didn't tell anybody. She got a divorce from her husband. Said, what do you have? Pennies. So they got a divorce, a few pennies, and ended the divorce. Then afterwards, she cashed in a ticket, $1.3 million. That's all mine. Kula Shaliga. No husband to share with. So the husband went to court. Chutzpah. She won the lottery before. She hid it from us, hid it from the judge in disclosure. The judge gave all the money to him. All of it, not him. All of it to him. That's why the guy told me in Charles Shudders. Because she pulled a fast one. So I'm saying about the Chayotas, how can you get... I asked, were they fighting before she won the lottery? Or she just decided that her husband's not worth as much as $0.65 million, which is half the pot. The Chayotas said that a person would never divorce for money. So I don't know. If she was never fighting with her husband before, it's a kasha. Shalom Asani Goy, I assume it was a Goy. But they get divorced just for money. And that's what it boils down to. I said, it's against what the Mefarshim say. The wife is either priceless or worthless. That you can't put a price tag on it. Well, I guess this guy put a price tag on it. I mean, this girl put a price tag on her husband. Two-thirds of a mill. And, you know, and since she was going to make more that much by dumping him, she dumped him. I mean, is that what it said? Or they had a fight before it? So I try to ask this guy in Shalashudas. Shalashudas is an important meal. They say, oh, this is a scuttlebutt. This is no get to my shiur today. I said, what happened? They find you beforehand? He said, he didn't know. Where is it? The Daily News? Last week. Apparently it was in the last week in the newspapers. Find out if they were fighting beforehand. Then I found beforehand, then I can understand this lady's not so crazy. I mean, she got killed anyway by the judge. But I can understand her svar. But she just stopped the divorce for money. So it's against the chayyadim. How can you do it? But you're not going to be raw because of us. You heard of it. Well, you live and learn. You lived a long time ago. Right. Okay. So what did he say? So how did he finish up? That's what I'm hoping this case is true too. She wanted to divorce him anyway, this lady. Rak. You know, she's divorcing him anyway, she'll pull a shtick and won't talk about the lottery until afterwards. So here too. He's divorcing him anyway, we'll get three silver beckers. Right? Finished. So the Achayim is wrong. Well, at least in this case, Achayim don't apply. I'm not so sure if this means Achayim is wrong completely. In other words, maybe you could say that it only applies in the case of Islandists. Shemra, there, Yitzhaka wouldn't divorce except for, you know, would he divorce for money? That's crazy. For a silver cup, crazy. But to divorce him because she's an Islandist, so she's Shemra, she's Mizana, that's plenty of reason to divorce. That is a good reason. Yeah.
Well, according to this, we have said that the Gilui Das needs to be or the Gilgas is nothing. If he gives her a get and it's Lishma, but he doesn't actually spell it out that it's Lishma, then we buckle him, the get has been on Lishma, but normally we say that it's just Gilad. I guess it's Lishma and it's good, but.
You mean if the husband said to so, right to get, didn't say Beferes, right Lishma?
Right,
or if it's not as that, we tell the guy, I ask you, I already said it again, right Lishma, Lishma, Lishmiel, Lishma, Lishem Gerish.
Listen,
the Chazanish said, we mentioned that once before, the Chazanish's wild idea of having a handwritten get from the guys in Timbuktu. And he said, but the guy's not going to write a Lishma, he won't say utter the word Lishma, so he has Mechadish, Achidish, Neiro, Lekula. If a guy writes a get and has a mind to divorce his wife, I didn't tell him the fairest to word the Shema, it's the Shema. If the Mikra then is considered the Shema. So you want to know, what about this kind of a case? I can't answer that question. I don't know. I can't answer the question. I don't know. Okay. This is the question. This is the question. This is what the Bina Sodom says. Now. This is what he says. Is he right or not? So we have to see soon whether the other person will agree or disagree with him. Alright. But then the Tshuvas HaBach that I was telling you about last week, there's two Tshuvas, Sadi and Sadi Aleph. He writes explicitly that even if the I mentioned this already last time, even if the Marami Lublin would be right, what we call Medina Shas. Medina Shas, when the person would divorce his wife, he divorced the wife. I write to tell the sofer, write her a get, tell the Aiden writer, sign the get, I tell them the shliach, give her the get. They don't say anything. Now, if you don't say anything, that's considered to be unconditional, because you didn't say anything. But then you can argue that Rabbi Levi might be right, because after all, he had said something beforehand, and it's a Gemara Baba Metzia Sama Gavav, that's not considered Tosis. Not considered Pitum Emili Bialma, Rabbi Osai, why not? Because he came from the other side first, because Al Das came. Says the Marami Lublin, that's the Rami Lublin's very stark a time, very stark a time. Says it, Tshuva Sabach HaKadosh, Tzadi and Tzadi Aleph, that would be true if the get was given Medina Shas, Stam. But Bizman Azeh, we don't just give a get Stam. No. Why? All this is Shemitan Aget Al, the Fidin HaTalmud. This is Dibra Maskel Avol, on page Reish Chof Talat. The last paragraph in Simon Sadi, in the Bach. So you want to be Machmet Nu, Melech. But if it's Man Azeh, no! What happens today? Today, there's nothing to talk about. Why? Because no matter what they said in advance, when they asked the husband, Nu, are you going to give the get unconditionally? And he says, yes! And they tell him, we don't give the get out tonight, it's Man Azeh. And he said, Tov Adover came. We'll do the same way as our Rebbeim teach us without it tonight. And I said, I did it. So in this kind of a case, what are you talking about? Who cares that he even had in mind it tonight originally? Doesn't matter. Now is Dibur, is Motzi Midei Machshava, Motzi Midei Dibur. So now he said Beferish. Now he never said Beferish Allah tonight. Now he's saying Beferish Belishim tonight. So what's it to talk about? He doesn't understand. Those who argue this is Marabena Tam Scherim. This is the last paragraph in Simon Sinai. Pretty firm and powerful argument. As a matter of fact, I think that's already in the Pisach Chuvah, you may have seen it, you probably saw it yourself, that the base mayor says that the Ma'amal Lubin is very powerful, he can't just push it away. The only way to push it away is by saying that he made a beferish statement, believe him tonight, which is not as that's how we make it, how we arrange give. Okay? That's what he says. Okay, Gevaldik. Was it good enough? Yeah, good enough. So, the guy refuses. A guy is a shrimera, and he knows Jewish history. He knows about the get mivina. What should he do? Tell me what he should do. Refuse to give the get except al tanai. They'll say, we don't do get al tanai. I say, I know the small print. I read carefully in your Seder a get. By a kohen, if I be a kohen to give it out tonight, well, I'm here by a kohen. I'm a kohen. I'm not going to allow the get to go through except out tonight. You're going to force the Masada Gittin to do it out tonight. Or else nothing. Too bad. I'm not going to budge. That's what every get, every shchim rabbi's man hazeh, if it happens, if it's the case, he shouldn't budge. look, if he knows Jewish history, he saw what happened to this poor 16-year-old guy in Vienna, where they duped him, right? So you say, I'm not gonna do it. But you have to have a moral obligation. Don't moralize me. I'll give it with a tanai. We don't do tanai with an expert. Too bad. That's all. Well, that's why they shouldn't be haranguing him. They should let him do what he wants.
That's what I'm saying. Can he just tell the coin?
Right. That's what you look at the Seder Yes, he says that. He says, Shema Yitarov Dati. We give out tanai. No choice. He'll say, look, I read the story of the get Mivina. I'm not giving this get, period. No matter what, I suspect my mother-in-law, the mother-in-law problems in Vienna, the mother-in-law problems in New York. I'm not doing it. Finished. I had a yavam, too bad. I'm sorry. Don't moralize to me. I'm learning from mistakes of history. That's all? So, no. Let's go slow. Okay, that's what should happen, the Chora. Oh. I think I told you a story where there was a get, almost a get out tonight. Am I talking about the Breslau Chosid? Did I tell you a story? No. It was a Breslau Chosid. I heard this from Rabbi Landesman from Munzik. It was a Breslau Chosid who was a little. And they didn't want to. They married a woman, a Baal Tshuva, Tamimus took a kid, it was a disaster, and they wanted him to get. They put him in jail. He was up to his first one, psychiatric jail, because he wouldn't take his pills. He took his pills, he was normal again. Okay? But he was normal enough to be a recalcitrant spouse and not to give the get. He said, no, I'm not going to. He said, why, what do you want? Well, I want to go to Uman, to the kever of the Rav Nachman of Breslau. This is the 1970s, early 80s, it's still communism. So Rav Yosef Cohen from the Bezna, from Sipesa Frank, the Enikol, and Shari Chesed, he said, okay, let's make a get out tonight. So Rav Lanathan was there, and he said, in Yiddish, he goes to Sfari, he'll go to Russia, he'll never get to Uman. The communists will arrest him at the airport. I'm going to share from the sugar and he'll never get, don't make it tonight. And now he's so upset about himself that he could have actually seen it the only time of his life to get out tonight. He could have seen it in the Beth Mishalayim. He blew it. So then he said, you know, another thing, Ed. I have to have a wife. Any wife. Not this wife. I need another. Give me another. I have to have a wife. Okay. He has his physical drives. He has to have a wife. There's a wife. So it won't be this one, it'll be another one. I'm happy to divorce this one. There's one who guarantees me another wife. I'll marry another wife, and I'll divorce her. Said, yeah, you can't. Can't have any gash. I'm a Sephardi. I don't care about any gash. I'll give kiddushin to another woman, and then I will divorce this one. So what did they do? They took him on a helot from Beit Yaakov. Aishas ish. Got her a human head shape. So she looked like a girl. Right? And they brought her to the prison. And she's flirting with the guy. Unbelievable. Yeah, but great. Brings it to Aiden. Hare at Mikudesh is Lima Tabas. Puts the ring on her finger. She had no problem. She's married men, married woman. She wasn't worth beans. So they're taking him to the car out of it. They released him from the prison. They were coming to the get. And they didn't tell Rabbi Yosef Cohen about it. They didn't tell the Masada Gid that they pulled the shtick. This is real shtick pullers. So he, in the car, he says, he was in the car. Atemis Hadrim Oti, Ken? He is suspected that something is. Atemis Hadrim, you know what Masadrim in Israel means? Yeah, how do you translate it? You're destroying me here, Masadrim Oti. You're making a shtick with me. And if Yosef Cohen, in fact, didn't know, came to get, and he finds out his collar is married to somebody else. Oh! And the get is bought. So they told me. I told them, they wanted to call it Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe said, the get is good. I don't understand why this get is good. I don't understand. He said, you shouldn't have done it, but did you ever the get is good? The Moshe was upset with them. Why should the get be good? There's not a lack of a tonight in the future. As we keep talking about, this is what? This is a mistake in the past. He assumed that this woman was his wife, this new woman. He said to Pharaoh, she only wanted to have another wife. He put a ring on her finger. He thought she was single. He's going to think about this idea. She's a married woman. So the Moshe probably held the get was good. How can the get be good? Even the Binas Adam, I don't know. The Binas Adam said, what do you mean? A guy's going to get divorced for money. The money's just a thing on the side. Here the guy says, no, I'm getting divorced, only because I'm having another wife. Otherwise, no, I can't live without a wife. I don't know, everybody should think it was good. But that's what he told me, this amazing story. It goes back almost 20 years ago. That's exactly the problem. The Pischet Shuba asks against the Bina Soda. How can you make this get the Bina Soda? It's a past tense. Teretz is, he yells past tense also, we all, it's Lav Milsi, a Chiddush. But he himself says that that's only in a case, at least he throws in a possibility, it's only an external. You may get a divorce for a few dollars, for a silver cup. But here, he's getting divorced so he can have another wife. He can't have two wives, all right? So at least not permanently, it's illegal. But he had two wives, and halachically he thought for a while. Rabbeinu Gershom was applied to him. And it seems to me, I don't know why Moshe was making this guy. I don't know. But that was, I heard a story from him.
Because he suspected? In other words,
the old story. Havel Hasnos. Oh, so that's what we get to. That's what I got. I didn't like that last week either. The Maram Alshich. Saw the Pesach Tshuva. He should have made it tonight. He should have thought they're going to dupe him. Voraya. He said in the car, a Temesh Agrimoti. Oh. He said that there was a grimoti, he had a suspicion, and they said no, but he asked him, and he had a suspicion something was fishy, and he should have said it tonight. Imam Semes had grimoti, the get is no get. They wouldn't have written the get, maybe, so, and they wouldn't have written, it would have written, but nice, maybe that's what it's based upon, that Maram Alshach, maybe, which we don't really understand. If I buy a car and the engine catches on fire, I told you, so you should have made it tonight, so you have to tell us, you have to have it tonight. I don't know, that's a story which I heard from Rabbi Anderson about this. Similar kind of a case. Then, the Pischei Tshuva there says to look at the Shara Melech, which I did. It's so long, it's forever. So I'll give you just one Nakuda from Shara Melech. If you want to look it up, it's Perek Vav Nechazich, it's quoted about it by the Pischei Tshuva here. I looked up one end of the Divrei Maaseh Uladati. It's a very long paragraph. Every paragraph is this in this edition, they have a new edition. I don't have a new edition. He suggests an interesting concept, which Moshe was into a little bit, that there could be a case in which there's a concept of Laz, which has not Mevavim Beis. So he said, Laz, a big deal, Laz. No, Laz is powerful enough that Lo Tinose. We told the woman she shouldn't marry because of the Laz. Not just tell me, Motzi Laz. A Laz is a halachic concept. It shouldn't be, quote, Mevavim Beis. Mevavim Beis. Shouldn't get married. And that's where Moshe Zal apparently has such a concept. The problem to my mind is, that's with Dina de Gemara. Again, Dina de Gemara. But Bizman Azeh, when you make a Sibifarish, Belish Shum Tanai, and let's assume there's no toss in the past tense, I don't understand why should it be a Laz. We saw what Moshe said, that they're going to have a fight about the Ksuba later on, or about the Dina Mamadis later on, then it's a problem of Laz. And he quotes the Gemara by Nanaf Memba. What's the problem of Laz? If it's a toss in the past tense, the chorus is get, no get. If it's only a question of what you anticipated in the future didn't turn out to be, so you'll say Laz. What Laz? It's the equivalent of a tonight. But Bisman Azeh, you say Beferish Belishim tonight. So why should it be some kind of a Laz? Maybe the Mari Mintz that we saw about the Ksuba, maybe he was afraid that the guy said he made a mistake in fact. The guy made a mistake in fact. He thought when you get divorced, the divorce does not engender any monetary obligations. He wasn't a Talmud Chacham. And it turns out that it does engender a monetary obligation of the Ksuba. That's because we can argue that's a mistake in fact. Right? The mistake in fact. That's a past tense mistake. And maybe in the case which the Rav Michal, Rav Yosef adds, if they'd ever made a deal of what's going to happen in a monetary case, nothing was spoken about. So again, he can make a mistake in fact. He's going to assume I have no obligations and all of my money is mine. And it turned out a mistaken fact. That's the only, so then you can argue, even though we're not going to assume it's really true, it's a mistaken fact, it's not so stupid as it looks, but it's a lie, so we should try to avoid it. That's the basis for getting all the things rid of, all the disputes before the get is given. But, Rebbe Osai, what happens in the following case, where a couple comes to give a divorce, and the Beis Din thinks that this guy, we don't have to give the get right away, it's not going to happen. We have an aguna on our hands. So they tell him, give the get right away. But they haven't decided all the financials and all the other situations yet. Okay? What happens then? Gives the get the lishum tonight. So I was involved in such a case precisely. With Rabbi Landesman himself, who was learned by Rabbi Moshe, and got to change by Rabbi Moshe, and with Rabbi Steinberg from Queens, I don't know, who also learned by Rabbi Moshe. And we did it. They came on a Thursday. It was, I think, the first session of the Beis Din, and there was a shtar biruin sign that they're going to have all the disputes adjudicated by the three of us. And we decided after a long marathon session on Thursday that he has to give a get right away, because otherwise we didn't, you know. So Friday morning he gave a get right away, but he shouldn't tonight. And it's a good thing he did, because then it schlepped and he had a crazy accusation, he wanted crazy things, whatever the whole story was. So how do we do it? Here they come in Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe the tshuva, he's not going to do anything, he saw that those tshuvas, he's not going to do anything, after the, everything should be taken care before the get's given. Well, we did against Rav Moshe, these are Rav Moshe's people. The yet, I believe, is, no, they signed the shtar biruin. He can't say he made a mistake. He already signed a piece of paper that whatever these three rabbis say goes. So if he signed that piece of paper, these three rabbis said, he can't, well, later I thought I got it. What do you mean you thought? You put your trust in these three people. Whatever they say, go. No mistakes. What, you don't know what they're going to say? Of course you don't know what they're going to say. Obviously, if you're going to, you can't, well, I thought you're going to pass it this way. You got a 3-day on them, you know what they're going to pass it. So I think this is in the Bezdin of America, this is done on a very frequent basis, because we have a lot of cases we're afraid of Aguna. So we do this. Remember when I was originally learning Gittin, a little bit, when I was a Smicha student, Rav Melech Shechter Shlita gave up a weekly shiur and practical halacha, I think it was called. I forget what it was called already. And he said, originally he used to tell everybody, like I didn't say to Gittin, like Rav Moshe says, no get, until after everything, after the civil divorce, and after all the money's taken care of, and after the ksubas, everything, if it gets the last thing. But nowadays, you can't do that anymore, because it'll be marba agudas be Yisrael. You don't have the office sway over them anymore. So you have to give the get as early as you can get it. Right, well, as soon as you can have the get given, give it. He may refuse, okay, but if he gives it then, after he's on the shtar be ruined, then it'll be done that way. I remember another case, there was a guy who didn't give a get for years, and he screamed, I want to go to a din Torah. It was like the Red Cross. He wouldn't give the get because he's afraid he wanted everything to be din Torah. She wanted to get right up front before anything else. And they had lawyers back and forth, and we finally gave the get after the shtar biruin was signed, and in the shtar biruin, in advance, it's not a case of Rabbi Lanza, which I have, here in advance they wrote, there's going to be a din Torah and all the money and everything else, and the dictation, the works, and the first order of business after this piece of paper signed by both parties is to give a get. And when the woman's side saw that the husband signed this piece of paper, he signed it, that side signed it, the woman's side signed it as well. That seems to be the only way to break the logjam. No one wants to move. So you have to do this kind of a thing. So the get was given, you know, right away, and then they had a din Torah, and the din Torah was ruled. It's against the Seder I get. What can you do? We have no choice nowadays but to do these things. Okay, when it has to be done. Okay, now we have other cases along these lines I want to talk about. The Ein Yitzchak. What a fascinating case. Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan. This is how, you know, how she was named after him. It's so rare that we look at his tshuvas. It's chaval, really. We should really look here all the time. What was the case? This is the story. Some young man, you saw this? Everyone's looking inside? No one looked? Oh, you're missing out. You should look it over every today after she can give a look. A young man married a woman. 3 weeks after the chuppah, She said, I can't live with this guy. I want to get. 3 weeks, yeah? 3 weeks. He refused. I love her. What did they say? Listen to this. They fooled him. There's a Medina's poll in a Rav Gadol Mefursim. Hanode b'shmo tato b'chol ha-Medina. V'dake skulosa b'enyanei ha-zivug hei matzlichim. K'shara kehen ha-rabas b'kama kilot ha-sluchus. I don't know what we say today. Rabbi Kaduri, I know. So what, you know, some mystic, or some Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I don't know what. Whatever he says goes. So they told him, they went to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he said, give an etzah, and he said, give a get. They gave an etzah, he should go with his wife to this Rebbe. At the end, they said, we went to the Rebbe, and he signed a letter. He signed a letter to give a get, and she'll remarry him. That'd be a good idea. Bichta Mezuyah from this Rebbe. Atzasa Amuna, she garish his ishto, like I said, in the Yom Mwat, and you know, since Elazar Bechul Vekidushin, that's Kedas, Oz Yehava Vesholam Betach Benayim. The Al-Smach, HaMichta Mezuyah, Hazeh, Girsho, Ki Nosan Omen, and HaMichta Hazeh, the note 9, he found out it was a fake, and she doesn't want to marry him again, of course. And he's screaming, fake, fraud, zeuf. And he only gave it because the Rebbe said so. The Rebbe never said so, and he thinks the get is no good. And the Varsha Varav, the Varsha Meisels came to Yitzchak Hanan. What should he say? What's it then? What do you say to this case? This happened. This really happened. This happened, man. I mean, what happened 100-something years ago in Varsha? Call the Pesach Shabbat should be no good. Why should it be no good? Mistake in the past. According to the Bina Sodom, Bina Sodom, maybe it should be good. I'm mistaken in the past. This case is also a mistake in the past. Right? Of course, here the mistake was much more profound than the case of a little silver versus silver plate. Here, because again, it's like the case of the Maharam Lublin in that sense. He expected to, but it's different than the Maharam Lublin, because the Maharam Lublin's case, we're assuming that the Maharam had it wrong and the Sma had it right, they actually went through the Cherim, which they were supposed to go through, with no mistakes in the past, except for his attitude. And I keep screaming, attitudinal mistakes is not considered a toss, lest you go to Rabbi Rachman's Bezin. Despite the Mishkan Yaakov, what can I do? I can't help. But the mistakes and facts on the ground, that seems to me, to according to these posts, can be a very serious problem. So he goes to this whole tshuva in Yitzchok Simon Lamazayin, a lengthy tshuva. Yeah. About this issue. And his bottom line, believe it or not, that Yitzchak Chana, the famous Makel, the world's biggest Makel, said the get is no get. Get is no get. Can you imagine this? You know what bothered him more than anything else? You can see what bothered him. The fake guy. Ish Emes, Yitzchak Chana. He's the biggest Makel in the world. They have an Aguna whose husband is lost at sea. Yeah, it's fake. He couldn't stand the fake. You see, he writes in this, you see between the word lines, what kind of business is this? That's such an immoral move. Fake it, have a signature champion. He wasn't looking for coolers in this case. He was very upset. Very upset, was Ein Yitzchak. Oh. But leave out the upset, what's actually the din in all these cases? Let's take a look. Let's see what actually the din is. Okay. So, the big issue, and I guess the most important issue, really, is that the get was given b'li shum t'nai. B'li shum t'nai. So, b'feirush, unconditionally. So how can you say? So I already read to you the Mishkan Yaakov last week. Simon Lama Dalet. Quote, I read it again. V'miyada dekilu lo nidre lo hayo megar shirak al t'nai. U'mayata shen menichim lo lo hotzi t'nai mipiv. What should he do? What do you mean? What should he do? What should he do? Don't give the get. What is he talking about? What should he do? Don't give it. I say, I'm like a kohen. I don't know if we pass like the Mishnah Yaakov in this Nakuda. The Ein Yitzchak has a different twist, coming to the same conclusion for a different reason. And I get a little bit nervous about this. Maybe he's really right. If he's right, we're in trouble. This is what he says. Get me, this is in Sif Chafei, page Lamed Simon Lamed Ayin Os Chafei, page 112. He knows the Machlokas and Get Me Vina, and he calls the Bacha Chadosh Simon Tzadi, Mabata Kol Atanoim. He calls the Smak, Bani Basroi, Mishnah Yaakov, says that the Maram of Lublin is right. Look what he says now. Look what he says. Umad Omer be Sidra get the Mevatel Kol Tnoim. Listen carefully. Zel Rak Masha Somech Alahav Tocha Shalom. Uma Yaseh. The same expression as the Mishnah Yaakov. Uma Yaseh. She'ein Menichel Olahotzi Mipiv Tnai. Umitzavel Olavatel Tnai Kon Hatnoim Kono. But he did it. He did it. Look at this line, the Halakha Tzvichana. Aval ein piv velivo shavim bishas nesina v'zel umdino demuchach k'mosh kosa v'achmonim zel. Oh boy. He just destroyed everything in one line. We have a cloud. Dvar mishabalev Einem Dvar. Everyone knows that klar, right? Everyone knows the klar. But Umdina Dvuchach, it's called, the Rashi calls it Dvar Shebelibo Ubelev Kolodam. It's the Rashi's expression. So Davitzkel Chanan, that's what happens over here. They tell him Mevatel every Tanai, but Dvar Shebelibo Ubelev Kolodam, that he really means that she's going to, on the condition that she's going to remarry him. Because that's the whole Meduba with the Rebbe, with the whole story, with the forged letter. He claims, unbelievably, that if you, although you did say a mevatel kol atznoyim and the relishim tonight, doesn't help. It's an umra de muchach ain't pivoli bosham. Rabbi say, if he is right, we are in big trouble. There's so many getting this man azeh, where the husband makes some kind of an understanding, and then they give the get, and there's a double cross. And according, I give relishim tonight, according to the corner, the get's going to be bottle. I have mevatel atznoy, no. And pivoli bosham, umra de muchach, they didn't mean to mevatel atznoy. I don't know. I tell you the truth. It's frightening. I thought that about this we should apply the principle of Gili Data Begit, the Lav Milsa. That's exactly the point, no? The guy said, Baruch Atova Meitiv. It's Drama Shibuliba Vulev Kolodam, that he wants, he's happy, so happy the gift wasn't given. We said it gets the good. What do you say? Say. Don't hesitate. What was your first reaction? Oh, that's I was waiting for that. There was a Kodama Maisa and Atma Maisa. You saw the Pisrachu and the Mamakom with the Kodama from the Bach. The Bach says that in Simon Tzadi. And the question is that really true or not? Is that distinction exist? Other posts in the Pisrachu, they argue with the Bach. You saw that. They don't want to accept the Bach because of these kinds of cases. Did we go with this Shia? Maybe we never read this in Shia. That's a Pisrachu from Mafurish. It was on the Mamakomus. No one seems to have any. No, it looks like maybe we didn't read this. Ah, we didn't read it this year? I didn't read it this year? No, but maybe I made a mistake. I thought we maybe even read this. The Bach makes this Elias distinction. I was waiting to say it because it's an important piece of information. I think it's in Simon Kuf Lamed Dalet Sivkot and Aleph in the Pesachei Tshuva. The Beis Shmuel is coming to exclude the Bach. The Bach says that Mechali ben Gili Dato la'acha ma'isa k'siva saget la'v milsi aval koda ma'isa k'siva saget mahani afilu Gili Dato shenosa ba'ones. That's what the Bach says. So according to the Bach himself, the same Bach, the Bach would say over here that Gili Dato, which is what? Which is made before the get was ever written, so we should apply the principle according to the Bach of Gili Dato as milsi. So that's the case, then I think if that's correct, then Abitzel Chonon is right. Because it was a Gili Das beforehand, we should say it's a Milsa, and we should say the get is no get. Vay. The Beis Shmuel himself says no. Even in this kind of a case, we say the get is a valid get. This is a tremendous machlok. In Kuf Lamed Dalet, the beginning of Sukkot Nalach of the Pesachei Tshuva, which was on the Ma'amakamis. In this very same Tshuva in Ein Yitzchak, he quotes the Masas Bin Yomin. He was one of the people who lived at the time of the Vina Get, one of the Gedolei Achronim of the early Achronim, the Masas Bin Yomin. In Simon Ayin Vov, quoted here in Os Chav Ches. Reisi Tshuva's Masas Bin Yomin. He says, in this case, he was Machshir the Vina Get. He says, you know, he says, unbelievable. There were those Ma'arin who said the whole thing was a fake. What? They samshishku. They poisoned him. It was like Mrs. Arafat. They poisoned him, right? They poisoned him. And then they said he was about to die. And this basically gave again. So it's worse than the get out tonight. Why? B'shas t'sinas aget b'yodah l'kayim atnai lo uvra b'shas t'sinas aget shalot l'kayim atnai lach aget b'sof l'skayim atnai. But here, it's a mistake of tos. Oh! The Masas Bin Yomin says, if these ma'arim are right, it's a tos in the past tense. Tos in the past tense. So the Masas Bin Yomin, it doesn't matter. Even a tos in past makes no difference. What's his raya? Hamotzi ishtu mishum islandis. That's again a mistake in the past tense. Whether she was or was not an islandess. And a mistake in past tense doesn't make a difference. Right? Afal Pikain calls Madlo Kafel Itzno. He says Nigmar Nevavim at base. Gerish and Gemurah name here too. The Kitzur the Masses Binyamin says it makes no difference. Even is a mistake. In fact, the get is a valid get. See it? I told you last week a mistake. In fact, is no good because it's been told. And the Masses Binyamin says no, it is good. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan in the next four Sivkotans Chav Tesu Lamed Beis. He doesn't think he's right. Why didn't he quote the Rambam Shita found in the Machaber Siman Yud Beis Siman Yud that says what? You don't need tonight kafel. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You don't need it tonight kafel. Just say Machmas Analyst and it's a valid tonight. And others say stomach and perusha. Don't even need Amira at all. So there are Rishon who are actually passing this way. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara in the Fembab says that you need a tonight kafel. Well, we don't pass them that far about tonight kafel. So Rav Meir happens to hold, you need a tonight kafel even the Sha'aba. But we don't pass them by tonight the Sha'aba, you need a tonight kafel. Yech Shiyeh, he says. You see the Rabbi Mashita holds that you don't need a tonight kafel when there's a mistake in the past tense. So how can the Masters of Binyamin say, so push it, that you need a tonight kafel? What about the other Rishonim? You can't just ignore the other Rishonim. That's what he says. That's one point. Then he goes further than that. He quotes the Ran that we saw here on the side. Right? So there seems to be a contradiction between the Ran and Kiddushin and the Ran and Gittin. Right? So who? So the Binas Adam said, the Ran here, the Ran, the Maisa, changed his mind, and he holds, like he says over here, that whenever you make a gili das with no tanai kafel, it's invalid. Says the Bitzka Chana, not so fast. He quotes over here in Os Yud Ches, Stephen Duran. He quotes the Maharit is Kiddushim and Kiddushim. Stephen Duran. Why is this different from Kiddushin and the Gittin? Look what he answers. V'yei Shloma. D'bi Shloma k'sh'omra ani kohenes hemne hemna v'lo nestapik klal v'lo nochis b'dayte lo mashi t'shaker t'mus l'avir d'gluye v'duch lo hoya mokom l'tznai. So therefore, since she fooled him, so even though there's no tznai kofo, we say the marriage is no marriage. Aval gabe shemra, milo efsh shein. Okay, how do you know for sure? The gabe neder, the efsh gives the pesel in the nidra, right? Or to add another twist, inami, tama de hocha meshehit. Also, she fooled him. She amar kohenes v'gon v'daito. Ho ilu amar shamati aleha she kohenes umiuches v'kitches tam mekudeshes. The iu hidu ate anavshe. He's in effect fooling himself. So what does the Maharit say over here, Rabbi Yisrael? Wow. It all depends. If the person in effect fooled himself, and even though he enunciated it, but still, if he fools himself, so we say it's unconditional. But if she fooled him, then it's considered to be conditional. Wow. If this is correct, Rabbi Osai, if this is correct, this Maharit, right, says that this is how he answers the stira in the two runs, if that's the case, so in all these cases over here, for example, where she fooled him, she said the Rebbe said she got divorced and remarried. That wasn't true. So if she fooled him, the Ran in fact passes the Dina, so the Biskol Kachonah, that you don't need any k'nai, you don't need any k'nai kofel or anything. It's that kind of a gilui das works. Because it was based upon being fooled. Iu da'ati anafshe, that's where the Maram Alsha comes in. Yeah, but he should have realized it was a fish of forgery. Well, I mean, he should have realized. People forge signatures. You go, Paul says somewhere in this tshuva, what do you mean? It says in the Gemara, I mean, the rice on the shekima shtar because people don't forge signatures. So, the guy's supposed to suspect the forgery. The Torah's not worried about forgery. Why should he be more than the Torah itself? That's somewhere in this tshuva here. The kitzur, a big problem. a big problem. So I have no firm conclusion in terms of what we should paskin like. But if someone of the caliber of Yitzchak Chana, the Gadol Hador, who was known to be a tremendous maker and tried to solve all Aguna problems, that was his favorite. Rabbi Yitzchak Chana, there's a story about him when he was on his deathbed. He's mamish the last minutes of his life. So he's thinking, well, maybe he's going to talk to his family, talk to... No, it was the last thing he did in his life. He signed the tshuva to the matter of Aguna. He said, there's such a big kiddush in the tshuva that if I die, and I don't sign, no one's going to agree with it, I better sign it. Just before he died, he just signed his last credits in this world. He signed his name to a tshuva and Aguna. This is how he was so concerned. It's world famous, the matter of Agunas. And here he's answering this Aguna, quote unquote Aguna. He's answering her. So it's not so simple. And even though he didn't give the get beferish mamish belishim tanai, he's not convinced that it works. He says it's doomed to the demuchach that he meant the tanai. I don't know if he's really right. I don't know if he's really right or not. I'll tell you the truth, because what's from the demuchach? The guy's giving a belishim tanai. He wants to say, but they told him he can't do it for you. So he takes it at faith. I don't know why he's doomed to the demuchach. That's what he meant. But that's what he says anyway. So therefore, it seems to me these kind of shticky moves, especially in the case where there's a mistake in past tense, right? I don't know. A mistake in past tense is really bad. Even if there's no mistake in past tense, it's just shtaka gilui das. The Maram Lublin is the only way to shlug him up to base mass is to say because it's said beferish felishim tonight, and that itself is not accepted by the likes of Yitzchak Chanan. Whoa, it's not so simple getting involved with the case. Really, as much as I like to be matter of goodness, everyone knows that we all try to do this. It's not glatt, not so simple, Rabbos. I'll just bring it to your attention, some of the shuvas of Gedolei Yisrael and this Nakud. Okay, Rabbos, we spent a lot of time on it, but I think it's a very important time. Okay, good. With this week, I conclude our discussion of this very important shaila. Very important shaila. Let's turn our attention now to the Suga of Ayin Gimel of the base. Okay, I just want to finish up the Suga today so we can start the new Suga, new Mishnah, tomorrow. Tomorrow, maybe she'll be a little bit earlier. Nice. Supposed to be with some minister from Eretz Yisrael. I may divide Shira in half tomorrow. Pre-minister and post-minister. I can't get out of it. I'm trying to get out of it. What do I know about politics? I guess they think I know something, but I really don't think I know anything. This is a sugya which we spent time about way, way back. We learned the sugya in Samach Gimelam at Beis, Mamash, the very beginning of these inyanim, of Asu Shlichusam. We spoke about the minig bizman hazeh to write a get ad shi echad kasha l'das harav. Right? We were about the sugya of Breira. Remember that? Sugya of Breira. So when we did that sugya, we came to this sugya over here briefly. And let's discuss a little bit together, we'll chazer over and see a few new things in the sugya of Breira. So before we get to the sugya of Breira, Bosai, it's a very important machlokas in Rashi and Tosis, which we have to discuss. Which also related to Breira, before we get to that aspect of the get Pashas Breira. Before we get to that, there's a Mishnah which says, on the Ayin Gimel and Aleph on the bottom, okay, that's what we're not going to discuss too much. We're afraid of the beer, which maybe the Shem Kiddushin, or something along those lines. Mayi b'yosan ayom. What is she in those days? Rabbi Yudah Omer, k'eshes ish, l'chol d'varer. Rabbi Yossi Omer, b'gureshes, v'ene b'gureshes. Okay? Says the Gemara, Tanya v'lvat sh'yomus, towards the bottom. V'luchi maisi avigita v'kamlen get l'chamisa, omer rabba, v'me me'eh sh'ani ba'ol. Sure? What does that mean? Says Rashi. Says, look at the bottom of Tosis. Pirish Mekuntris. Tosis Oma. Pirish Mekuntris. She Oma befevish she reza gitnich mei she niva ova. U milso v'apei nafshi. V'lo koi ha-reisha. Ha-reza gitnich mei yom imati. That's the reisha of the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah which is found on Daf Ayin Beis and Aleph. That's what we call the reisha of the Mishnah. Okay? For the Mai Biosin Ayomim has nothing to do with what came before. It's a new case. A case of, as the Gemara has it, he said, Rashi's calling the Gemara. He said, Beferish, Me'ol Be'eshen Yomim, it's a minute before death. Fine. Good. Because the Omer Mati, they are the Chulalim of the Reshes Mishas Tassin. And near the Benatam, the Lishna, the Mahibel, the Yomim, Mashma, the Koy, Amai, the Amri, the El. The Omer Rabbeinu, you talk about Sefta, the Mashma, the Koy, Amai, Yomim, Mati. The Kotoni, I raise a Gidach, my Yomim, Mati, Michol, Izeh. However, she been tying about a Zakah, we've been seeing also, my see, took the Hanach Tanoi, the Besomuch. Before she told Sefta against Rashi, even near the Benatam, כמו שכסב בפירש רבי נחננאל, זה נעשה כעומר בכוף מאש אני באומר. Not that he said בעומר, כעומר. כלומר, מהיום זה כעומר, היינו מחיין, שדעת על לאחר הגט, כל מה שיוכל, רק שיוכל מחיין, שואחה סמוך למצוסו. ויאף אגב, זה כוי הרשע מהיום למדתי, פרח שפיר, ויגד לך המיסו. Came in the Katone Reikes, which is the whole Devarel, him came and get Chal Yachan Mishas Nesina Lacham Miso, Afagad of Ameyo. Kerabios, Nama Megureshes, and Megureshes, Vadai, Ela Mishas Miso Velech, who ain't get Lacham Miso. Big time Machlokos, Rashi and Tosts, major Machlokos. Halacha Lamais, he says, Meayom Mimati, is it Chal Meayom Meachshav, Rashidus Rashi? Or the chal shachas kodem isoso nafkamina. So again, a pesnitchum nafkamina. What must the get be around and in her property, in her possession? That's the next thing we'll see tomorrow. Ayin dalet. Must the get be around and not ripped up and in her possession at the moment before the death? Tremendous nafkamina. We already pointed out the pesnitchum said that if you want to overcome this shitas atayis, you have to say me'achshav mamish, the bekor of mamish. They say if you say me'achshav mamish, 5 times on the mamish, if you really mean it should be chal now and not shachas kodem misos. That's what Pesach Shuvah suggests. You have to overcome this problem. We always have a tremendous problem. The get is not around or not in her possession at the moment of a month before his death. Okay, that's machlekas number one. But the machlekas number two, which is the take up the rest of the shir, is the previous tarsus. Where it says over here. Again, Pirish Mekuntras. Hod the Kamar of Yossi, Megureshes, Fane Megureshes, Hainu im Meis Lebesof, Uvishas Misa Havi Megureshes Gemura, Kidarmina, and Lechimayas Havi Gita, Avalim Lomeis, Igloi Milsa the Lav Gita, Vachayev Chatas, the man who lived with his Chayev Chatas, the Talmud of the Rabbi Yossi, Mefarish Mekuntras, the Samuch, Shem the Ain Breira, Vlarmina Lechishameis, Hoover Adava Shemitchila, how you also in Shaws for Chokos Menamisa. Voice agencies, Vivadi. No! Ela Ein Brera, Venechshiva Mishas Nesina, Viachas Misa, Safe Grusha. That's why, Zashem Tali. Because at that very moment, this woman had beer with some other man. That moment might have been, for all you know, Shah has called him Isa, so we don't know until he dies. Since we don't know at that moment, so we can't make the guy be chayav chatas. It could have been the pnuya, retrospectively. So therefore, Hashem told him. This is what Rashi says. It's the last Rashi in the page. Ain breira. The last line of Rashi. Ain breira. What's breira mean? Retroactive clarification, right? We know what that means. We spent some time on it already before. So this is two bombshell kashas against Rashi. Ve'nir le'rabbeinu Yitzchok. Disava ain breira. Im ken ki hechi da atches shas misa have you suffik megureshes afagav shuvar davar lebesov shosin shos ayruchokos menam misa mishas misa ve'elech nami lo te megureshes vaday afapi shuvar davar lebesov shosin shos esmuchol misa kevin de bishar shayel leget lochol v'hoyam avurur and le'el perk and of kofem and beis takinan v'hedruk diyesh breira kevin de chimayas have you get I feel the mace must call the Alana Lama Shneem Gureshes, Miss Suffolk, Colossus, and Yamim. Did I skip something? I can't skip the tribute, but over here, we'll come to that. This is the first kasha. Let's stop over here. Where are we going to stop? Le'el Perk, Perakol Aget, Akina Behed, the Yesh Breira. From here, Kevin the Chimayas have you get? Period. That's question number one. On Chafam and Beis, we went to this a few months ago. The Gemara is medayek from the fact that a get to Michal Sharas called a Misasi, that Yesh Brev. Mefurshe, Mesharshir. Mefurshe Gemara. Right? So how can Rashi say over here that you don't give chatas? Why? Ain brera. If ain brera, the get shouldn't be chal after death either. So we already saw months ago, the get pashut says we don't pass the gam mesharshia. So Rashi will answer the first kasha. True, Rav Mesharshia says that the only way to get to be valid is if you hold yesh brera, in the case where he said shah achas kodem misos. But we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that way. Why not? Because omer lizbaros. That's the lashon of the Ran, if you recall. Omer lizbarer, we paskin yesh brera. Either Rav Mesharshia holds ain brera, we don't paskin like him. So although the Gemara and Chafei would say in this case the Kfirah Mesharshia would takabi no get even after the death that transpires, doesn't make a difference to ain brera, we don't pass in that way. Our Gemara is against the Gemara over there. That would be the answer l'chor to Shitas Rashi. That's the answer to Shitas Rashi. Right? Yeah, that's a very good terrace. Oh, so wait a second. Wait a second. We pass in Yesh Brera completely? So we pass in Yesh Brera completely, then give the guy chatas. He should have a chatas. Why should he have a chatas? Why? Because it turned out that the moment before, the moment of the bia with this other man, she was not the moment before death. Let's say Yesh Brera to that extent. So I thought of a teretz, and I found it. Baruch Shekiva, to get Pasha himself as a teretz. In that long piece in Simon Kufchav Beis of Kotten Ches, Dibra Maskil Va'al. I have it here, you can look it up. Va'al. What does he say? Because it's foul. Listen to this tightrope over here. When we say the Svara, that Yochel is Ba, we say Yesh Brera, that only means, Rabosai, with respect to Mikana Lahabo. In other words, you said you want to give a get 1 minute before death. So we say, okay. Starting from the moment of the death, right? From that point on, we know that she's a Megureshes. I, let's assume that Ain Brera, we didn't know the moment of Shaito, no get. No! We don't say Ain Brera to that extent. We know that that's the famous Shet Poshni compared to Tzul of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, all kinds of interesting comparisons. But we're not going to leave out the comparisons for the moment. But what he says is that in such a circumstance, Mikana Lahabo, she's considered to be in the category of Megureshes Vadai. Megureshes Vadai. Fine. So now she doesn't need a chalitza. That's the whole afkamina, what the husband said anyway. Don't need any chalitza. But, to go as far as to say that a dover sheyochol is barer, that indeed it is barer lematfreya, no, that far we don't go. For that we pass an end brayer. And therefore you cannot be mechayev chatas. Because at the moment that the biyat with the other man took place, it was unclear whether this is Shachas Kodem Misoso or not. It was unclear. We cannot go back in time and say that she is now we know she was an Eshet Vadai at the moment of the Bia. That's why we don't go. So when we say by Dava Shiol is Barer that we Paskin Yesh Brera, only is he Paskin Yesh Brera Mikana Lahabo in effect. From here on in. Let's not get to here on in. But not, it was Arabi Chal a minute before the death, otherwise it was Enge Lachamisa. So it was Chal a minute before the death, and therefore, but we only take that Chalos and use its effect for now, not for then. So therefore, she does need a Chalitza now, but you wouldn't give a Korban Chatas for then. Splitting hairs. That's what I thought about my own. So Chav the same hairs, I get Pashat split. Pretty good. I didn't realize he said it. I looked it up, he said it, the Farish. But now is what I call to be a second kasha in Tosfos. This I think is a new kasha. The machlokes, the marshal, and the marshal, how to read the next words. I think it's a brand new kasha from the word va'afilu in Tosfos, the next two lines. What does he say over here? Va'afilu lo meis may also choli yiel anu lo mashet tehevu gureshes misafek kolosan ayomim v'lo no mahuvra davash lo cholu klal agerishin. It's a different kasha. This is kashya. This is what we call overkill. If Rashi is right, that at a particular moment in time, a certain bia is taking place, and the stars of this beer is unclear at the moment. Therefore, we say there's no chi of chad, it's only Ashram Talui. So why is that so? Only Uvilvachi Yamas. Hanavilvachi Yamas. And what if he doesn't die? Now we know he doesn't die. But at the time the beer took place, we didn't know that yet. Because we didn't know that yet. Even if he's low Yamas, he never died at the end. We should still say that there should be only an Ashram Talui, not a chad. Because it's against the Mefurish Gemara. It was Rashi Svara. That ain braver that b'shas mice of that beer. We didn't know the future. Therefore, you cannot be mechayev chadas, but only Hashem told it. That's such a, if true, if that svar Rashi is true, it's so powerful, it's so gevaldic, then what should it achieve? Even if the guy does not die, we should still say, there's no chadas, only Hashem told it. That's a powerful kasha. That's a tremendous kasha against Shitas Rashi. Tremendous. I'll give you my answer, Abosa. Give you my answer? I think I answered a good answer. I think so. Abosa, do you remember, you know, I think it's worthwhile reviewing. Although your memory, I'm sure, is gewaldic in front of my Makomas about 2-3 months ago. But maybe you forgot it. No, it wasn't that long. It was after Yontif. So how long could that have been? Less than 2 months. Can't be more than that long ago. You may have still forgotten. No, it's possible. Look at the Ron at the beginning of the third paragraph if you saw a month and a half ago, and see, just to refresh our memories. I'm sure you know it. Just to refresh our memories. It's page Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Daf Yarif. Which is Ve'ika, big bold letters Ve'ika. Anyone see it? Vikal Medak Tuva. I love them in the Parkinim and it's Nan. Mai Biosana Yomim. That's a Chafam base. Mashma the Kulu Gidin Shimera. Laman the Amein Brera. Lo Haviget. That's what it sounds like. Lo Haviget. Vehechi Avshar. Vehivska Ilkasa Beperk Mashilin the Bedarisa Ain Brera. Vacha Kaimulan. The Chimayas Havigita. How can it be? It's also going to be Shachas Kodem Yisrael, so it's going to be, it's Ein Breira. And Shmuel is not Ein Breira. Shmuel himself is Ein Breira. Right? And Baba Bastra, Beis Kur, Kuv Zayin, and the Beitza, he says, even the Rabbanim Ein Breira. Shmuel even by the Rabbanim Ein Breira. So since Shmuel is so convinced Ein Breira, how can Shmuel himself get Shchimera, which means what? Im Mati, Im Lo Mati, Im Lo Mati, Im Mati, Im Lo Mati. Famous triple header on a hammered base. But wait a second. But if the Olsen Ayamim, she's an Ashes Ish, what do we do? As of what moment is the Get Chawen, Shachas, Kodem Misoso? And here the Gemara depends upon Breira. How could Shmuel himself advocate a Get to be Chal Shachas, Kodem Misoso, if the same Shmuel held in such a case in Breira? Rebbeinu Shalom, every Get Shema should be no good. Vashkan neinama b'me'achshim v'mati d'chimo, es ha'vigito, askim shmuel v'gito d'shchimera. How can it be? Tremendous kash. Tirtzim b'toisus. I don't think it's a toisus anywhere in Shas, but it's toisus. I think at the bottom of the Rajmi, it's a toisus, a rosh somewhere. Tirtzim b'toisus, look over here. D'chi ifzika hilchus v'pek meshilin dein breira animili b'dova she'eina omer lizbar mishor rishona. K'i d'hosam. The Shnayim Shalachu Chav Besu Behemah Beshutfus. The Shemel Yichal Kol Yolam. How you know they're going to be divided? That's what Shmuel says over there. Afir Yichav Bet Hasur. Avol B'Davar Ha'asur Lizbar Mishar Rishona Gon. Amen Asher Yirtz Abba. One way or the other. Uch Gon. Harei Zegidik and Mati. One way or the other. He lives or he dies. Toha Kaimalon Diyesh Breira. Umishamach asking Shmuel begida the Shchimera and Mati and Lo Mati because they're not going to get to be Paskin Yesh Breira says Tosfos. Right, we use this Tosfos right to explain whom Rashi just mentioned a few minutes ago. Here it's a Yochel Isbarer and by Yochel Isbarer says the Rana by the name of Tosfos. We don't know what's original source. There we Paskin. Yes, Breira. I didn't think about against it. A Mesharsha says, no, we don't hold it on Mesharsha. Or Whatever, we don't hold that can be changed. The mindset's not the way Mishashi presented it. That you hold Ein Breira, every get Shach Kol HaMitzvah is going to be no good. No! The Pasuk is good. That's what he used before, the answer sheet is Rashi. Everyone with me so far? Right. Varamban Zaltiritz. The Plukta de Breira he, Dafka de Masnal Shnei Dvorim. Kona Omer and the Ezer Shetetra de Pesach Tchila. Shu Masnal Zu Val Zu. I'm divorcing Rochel A, Rochel B. Either east or west. So it's not yes, no, it's yes, yes. Nothing, yes or no. Behind the time of the giving the shchim by the mahani, that's Shmuel. No problem. Yes or no is no problem. Right, this is the Ramban. Everybody with me so far? So I wanted to answer the kasha that they asked against Rashi. Tosis here now and now, and I am giving the base by invoking the Ramban as well. We're going to invoke both svaros the Ramban has over here, both his own what he calls from Tosis and what he calls from the Ramban. What's he doing over here? What do you mean? He's saying two things. He's saying immati here, and it means shachas kodem misasim. Okay? Immati, the fact that he says if immati, if he dies, has nothing to do with Breira. The immati itself, if he say, immati yeget, immati lo yeget. That's if me'akshav. That's in me'akshav. Would it have anything to do with Breira? No! Aye, but we don't know at the time. So that's the Ramban said. Every tonight has nothing to do with Breira. A yes, yes is Breira. A yes, no is no Breira. Here's a yes, no. Oh. But this is, there are two things, the two tracks running at once, so it took me a while to figure this thing out. There's a yes, yes, and a yes, no. What does that mean? On the one hand, if he doesn't die presumably, everyone dies at the end. But he doesn't die probably means from this disease. It means probably means he holds his air before he gets better, whatever we spoke about before, before he walks the streets, without his cane, before he, as healthy as he used to be. Let's go leave those details out for right now. So there's a yes-no going on over here, which means if he recovers completely, no, there's no get. There's also a yes-yes. What's a yes-yes? If he doesn't recover, then it's going to be a get. Sha'achas kodem misasim. Right? So there are two different things going on here at the same time. As far as the yes-no is concerned, so Tosi says to Kasha, hey, if Rashi's right that a minute before his death, you don't know whether he's going to die or not going to die, a minute later, or he won't die at all. Three possibilities. He'll die next minute, he'll die in 2 days later, and he'll never die. I mean, never die. He'll never die from this incident. He'll get better and walk the streets for 50 more years. Three possibilities. So the first kasha Tosfos asked, if you hold Ein Breira, let's assume that there should be no get, even after Misa, we should say that there's no death. Why would we say a minute before is Ashim Tali? Say that if the get was given and he died, in fact did die, there's no get, same Breira. That's the Gemara of Chafei. How do we answer? We don't pass like Chafei. That's the first part of it, he calls the name of Tosis, the Ran does. All of this Breira is Yesh Breira from when? The Misa for afterwards. In other words, we know now of Omer Nisbara, we say Yesh Breira when it's Nogel Lamaisa to afterwards. Now it's Nogel Lamaisa to before. It's split the hair. It's Nogel Lamaisa, there's no Chalitza, we say that Yesh Breira, but not to say the Yechayev Chakas. As we spoke about before. Because there's a second Kasha, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, if the Svar is so Gevaldik, we don't know at the time, so we should say that Ein Breira, even if he doesn't die at the end. He never dies from this whole incident. Should still say that there's no kriyav korban chatas. The gemara is the ferish vaker. Uvad sheyavos. Even if lo yavos, you should still say there's no korban chatas. Very good kasha. So I'm answering. That's no kasha either, because very Rashi like the Ramban also. The both chalukim could be true. In the case in which he said yes or no, exactly what's happening over here. Yes or no? Yes, if he dies, it is a get. If he doesn't die from this whole disease, then there's no get. In a yes or no case, Rabosai, there we paskin mamish. It doesn't do with Breira. And therefore, not only does it work with respect to Mikan al-Abba, it works with respect to past events as well. So if the Maisa, he doesn't die at all from this illness. He gets has a complete recovery. A refuah shleima b'sof shachol Yisrael. Refuah sanefesh, refuah saguf, everything. A refuah shleima min hashamayim. Completely healed. If it's completely healed, so then we would say that, well, it's not a yes, yes. It's a yes, no, as far as that's concerned. Yes, no means nothing to do with Breira at all. And therefore, if he in fact does not die from this whole illness, then it turns out that he was that the divorce never happened. And we go as far as to say that the other man who lived with her is going to be Chayav Chatas. And Isser Eshes Ish Bevadai. I at the time it wasn't clear. No. But there are two things that weren't clear at the time. It wasn't clear would he die at all, and it wasn't clear if he dies next minute. As far as dying next minute is concerned, there's a chart of function of Breira, so we have a Chiddush Neira. So we say, Yesh Breira, the Dovish Alman is Vare, but it's only Yesh Breira with respect to future events and with respect to past events, as we explained. But there's another track over here, that he won't die at all. That's a yes, no. Yes, no, the Ramban says it's not a function of Breira at all. Not do it, Breira. Simple Tanai. Every time it depends upon Breira. And therefore, if he doesn't die at all, then we say that the Bia was a Bia's Isser Torah's Vadai, and you'd be Chai Karban Chatas. Not an Hashem Torah. I think that's a very good answer. I think the answer is so good that I'm really a little bit bothered by Tosfos. I doubt that. What will Tosfos and Al Daf do with the Kasha of the Ran? How are they being mashir every get Shchimera? You get the impression from Tosfos. If I'm answering the two Kasha of Tosfos against Rashi here in Tosfos and Gimel Beis, the first Kasha I answered by invoking the Ran. The Ran quoted Tosfos. The second I answered by invoking the Ran quotes the Ramban. The fact that Tosfos has both of these Kashas and has no Teretz, what does it indicate? They don't hold from the Ran's Tosfos. They don't hold from the Ran's Ramban. If they don't hold from the Ran's Tosfos, if they don't hold from the Ran's Ramban, guess what happens? Hadra kushu l'duchta, as we say. Go back to the original question. How can I get Shchimah be good? How can it be good? It all depends upon Breira, Pasim, B'Darai, same Breira. How can any get Shchimah be good? Shmuel's beautiful formulation. Im lo mati lo yeget. Im mati yeget. Im lo mati lo yeget. How does it work? Especially if you see the Tosfos. That in Mati means what? Shach has called him Misoso. That's not Tosfos over here. On very daf. I ain't dealing with Beis. And Tosfos ain't dealing with Beis by asking two kashas against Rashi in the previous Tosfos. The way I understood it. Means they're rejecting. By the first kasha means they're rejecting the Rana name of Tosfos in the third term. And the second kasha means they're rejecting the Shirana name of the Ramban. So they're rejecting the two main terutz that we have here in the Rana in the beginning of the third term. So the kasha. Of how can every get Shchimera work? Shach is going to be so dependent upon Breira. Ran gives two terutzim. Tosfos are not actually rejecting both. If they reject both, so they're in deep dark trouble. How does every get Shchimera work according to Shita Satosis? It always means Shach is going to be so sick. Always depends upon Breira. We paskin ain Breira by we paskin ain Breira. This is bothering me terribly. Let me review for a minute. The Ran has the kasha, he has two terutz. One in the name of Tosfos, which again is not a Tosfos in Shas, and one in the name of the Ramban. We pulled out both of these stops to answer the two kasha of Tosfos against Rashi, Kenai and Gimel Beis. First he pulled out what he calls, the Ran calls Tosfos, but Omer Lizbar is different. And to answer the second kasha, we pulled out the Ramban that says, Domer Echad and Shnei Dvorim. And I explained to you the whole lumbus how but if Tosfos asks these two kashas, they didn't give these two terutzim, means they reject both the Tosfos here, the quoted by the Ran, and they also reject the Ramban. So if they reject both, they're back to square one. How does a get shchimera work? Every get shchimera should be get stuck in the problem of Breira. We pass him by the right saying Breira. So every single get shchimera should be no good. Because you want to be chal shachas calling himself, so it can't be chal and Breira. As the mafurish, you want to have anachah payment base. It depends upon Breira. We pass the name Breira. The brain is shalala. What Tosfos going to do over here? This bothers me. So I saw one line of the Get Poshut, where he, if you want to look it up, it's another, again, towards the end of the long piece, Dibra Masla Ba'ofen. He says, well, we shouldn't say, according to those who argue on the Rashi, he basically asked my kash. I was so excited right here in the terrace. I was waiting and waiting with bated breath. And he gives an answer to, I don't understand. I don't understand it. Because he said, you know what? The kash is no kash. Why? Because look how the Ran phrased the question. The Ran phrased the question by saying, a kash against Shmuel. Shmuel also got Shimra. And Shmuel holds, but even by the Rabbanans, ain't grave. Right? That's true. That's a fact. So as a get posh, we pass him by the Rabbanan Yesh Brer. So we're off the hook. Huh? Huh? What? Where? Who? It's true we pass him by the Rabbanan Yesh Brer. Who cares? We're dealing with a Daraisa. The Ran threw this in for good measure to show how schwer it is. One extreme to the other. Shmuel who holds ain't rare even by the Rabbanans is saying over here, get Shkimara. Oh, that kash is no kash. Oh, that's kash in a different way. We pass it by the rice and rare, so the kash is back. What kind of game is he playing me on the get push? Is it the Ran's kash is no kash? Because we pass it by the Rabbanan Yeshbre. Mazel tov. But get it with Shalva the rice. What's he talking about? You look it up. I think it's on my desk. I don't know what he's saying. I don't understand what he's talking about. Pick up shot? What could he be driving at? I just don't understand. I don't understand. One final nakuda. At the very end of this whole paragraph, in Tiber Maskev Ra'isi, he thinks that the whole get of Rabbi Chilmi Paris and the whole takana that Rabbi Chilmi Paris has not to do a get Shkimer Al Tanai is not the way everyone else in the world thinks. So you shouldn't have a get Al Tanai. We're not experts in laws of Tanai. No, not true. It's a different problem. But what about Brera? Because he's talking about get Shchimra out tonight. Get Shchimra out tonight, we're afraid of the Brera problem. Because Shachan's called a Misasa. That's what we're worried about. If he's right, we can make get out tonight other things. I make a get out tonight, you give me three silver cups to get out tonight. That the Rebbe really signed this piece of his name into the piece of paper. I said, yeah, sorry, sir, we no longer do get out tonight. Look in the Mordechai. I look in the Mordechai. I look in the get Pashim. It's only about a Shchimra. I'm not a Shchimra. See, our case is what we're. I never had a case which was Shkimra. I never had a case, really. Something like it, I'll get to it later, the Alzheimer's is a different case. But I never had a real Shkimra case. We have other kinds of fake cases, you know, where they're pulling shtiklach, you know, with the these kind of drays. You know, I never dealt with it, but I hear about it. So say, give it tonight. No, Rabbi Chilmi Paris said no tonight. I said, I'm sorry. According to get Pashut, Rabbi Chilmi Paris said no tonight, only by Shkimra because of Brera. He's not worried about the mistake in the formulation of the time. So it's a singular shita. I didn't say anyone else agree with him, but for your information, it exists. It's right there. Yeah? And the reason Rabbi Chilmi Paris said, don't write against Shkimra al Tanai, it's not going to make a main mistake in the Tanai in general. People don't want to formulate it properly. That's how I always thought. No get out time as man said. No! We're afraid it's going to run into a Brera problem. Because then Shachar's called a Misasi. That's how we don't do it. That's how we don't trap in the Mordechai. Look at the Lashon of the Mordechai. Could be he's right. But that's not how the Rambam writes, B'chlal no get out tonight. We don't assume that the get Pashut is correct. That's what he says. Both are, I have to run to a chasana. You can have a mincha now. Mitchum tomorrow again. To be Ma'am Makaymas, but she may be at some wacko time. I don't know exactly when it'll be. Don't make any appointments or anything. You may have a lunch between 2 hours of a Shia. I just don't know.